So please welcome this week's challenger, Captain Apathy, modern day superhero.
I am Captain Apathy, sometime defender of the righteous and occasional enemy of the wicked when it suits me. Why, just a moment ago, I saved a school bus filled with children heading to school. The bus had stalled at an active train track, but as my luck would have it, there wasn't a train in sight. So I waited in the bushes, and for like 25 minutes, before finally a coal car arrived. I'd have preferred an Amtrak. Always makes for a better story. But what was I going to do? Let the coal car ram the bus? No, sir, the press would have had a field day with that one. Nope, I jumped out from my Hummer H2, just in time, of course, to lift the bus from the tracks and save the day. Afterward, I must have spoken to like 15 reporters. And the kids, my God, does every one of them need a hug? Bottom line is, I didn't get out of there for what must have been an hour 15. Needless to say, I've had it. Time to renegotiate my contract. I don't give a damn if I do have 4.5 years left on it.
Mr. Feinstein will see you now, Captain Apathy.
Thanks, Marjorie. Let me know if you change your mind about that drink. Oh, have I mentioned I can use my fist like a jackhammer? That's right. You heard me. Like a jackhammer.
Yes, you have. Like every time you're in here.
Well, alrighty then. Well, you think about it, and I'll catch you. Wally!
Captain, come on in. Cigar? So what brings you in, man?
Contract.
What do you mean, contract? Apathy?
What I mean is, I need a new one. It's simply not enough.
We just re-upped not 6 months ago. The ink's not even dry.
Well, then let me blow on it. You know, my breath has a range of 30 below Celsius to 125.
Look, Cappy.
You know I don't care for that name.
Sorry. Look, Sean.
The hero business isn't what it used to be. The truth is, the public doesn't even really like you. Your Halloween costume sales are down 63%. We can't give a lunchbox away. 32% of adults polled said they'd rather die in a fire than be saved by you. And 9% of kids would rather be visited at school by Scrappy Doo. Kids hate Scrappy Doo, Sean.
You know what? I don't need to listen to this. So I don't embrace, or for that matter, like children, as your beloved Superman once did. Well, guess what? Superman's long retired, and he ain't walking through that door again anytime soon, to quote Rick Pitino. You know, it's not my fault I got struck by that power line as a kid while visiting my stepdad's logging camp, and that my muscles were perfectly stimulated so that my strength was maximized and my sentence heightened to levels doctors can't explain. I didn't ask to be Captain Apathy. Captain Apathy came looking for me. You think I'm not tired of being pigeonholed in my career? Oh, you've got superpowers. Well, you gotta be a superhero. Well, I didn't want it. Do you even realize how much money the NFL would pay a guy who can bench press an airplane with no fewer than 12 strippers sitting on the wings? And can outrun a bullet? I could have been the world's first 38-sport athlete. Think of the endorsements. But no, everybody told me I have to use my superpowers for good, to save lives, prevent evil, restore order. Well, that's a thankless job, Wally. I mean, other than all the thank yous. Grateful crippled kids don't pay the bills, Wally. And neither do sweet old women with apple cobbler. I want a personal jet.
You have a personal jet.
Well, I want another one. Is it so strange of me to want my own airline?
You can fly.
So I can fly. The girlfriends I have, one in every major city, two in New York, they can't. Neither can the animals I've collected, two of every species. Hell, pandas can't even go 2 weeks without water, as it turns out. I learned that one the hard way.
Sean, even if I wanted to, I can't renegotiate your contract.
Hell, I just had to pull our television ad revenue. I can't even keep us on Fox.
Well, you better think of something, Wally. I can't just go on saving lives of every person I see facing peril.
Why not?
Well, I'm not exactly invincible now, am I?
Yes! Yes, you are!
Hello, Quagtrite Rocks! Remember that time on Mars?
So stay away from Mars! It was a waste of government funds anyway!
What about ragweed?
I told you the last time! Claritin's over the counter! Plus, you can burn the ragweed with your laser vision!
You know I don't like using that, unless I have to.
You used it to toast that model's marshmallow at last year's company picnic.
Yes, but I had to. She was about to go and talk to Sean from accounting. You've seen that guy's game. I can't compete with that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Tell me you'll rework my contract.
I can't do that, Sean. Then trade me.
To who? Evil?
Yeah, they'd love me.
It takes too much thinking to be evil. You hate thinking.
Yeah, you're right. Can we at least change my uniform? You got to admit, this cape's pretty faggy. Why can't I just wear, like, you know, a hooded sweatshirt or something? Some jeans, pair of Nikes.
It was your decision to wear the leg warmers, remember? You wanted to be the first to wear them on their comeback? I can't get out of that deal. Those people are ruthless.
Well, shit.
Mr. Feinstein?
Yes, Marjorie?
There are some people trapped in the building's elevator. I guess one of the cables snapped.
I'm not here.
The captain will be right there, Marjorie.
Yes, sir.
All right, then, Wally. But one of these days, I swear to God, I'm just going to open my own comic book store, and then you'll be sorry.
I think you have some lives to save.
I'm coming, you ungrateful bitches. Captain Apathy is here to save the day. Again. Thank you.
There he is, our challenger.